Welcome to It Takes a Village, sponsored by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Visit us online at FeliciaNVillage.org.
And our guest today, Barb Fricke, Director of Marketing from Felician Village. Welcome back, Barb.
Thanks, Jim.
Hey, today we're going to talk about some of the common questions you are asked, because there's a lot of questions when it comes to senior living. And, well, what are some of the questions, Barb?
Yeah, there really are a lot of questions. Probably the number one question I get asked is, why should I move to a senior living community? And many people think, well, my house is paid for, so I'm not paying rent. But start adding up that property tax, annual repairs that you need to do to your home, the cost of lawn and snow removal, transportation costs, etc., and the monthly cost of independent living or even assisted living if you started adding in home care costs really adds up fast.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also hear, but my children do lots of those things for me, so it doesn't cost me anything. So, but think about this. Is that really what you want your children doing? Yes, children should help as needed, but if they're working a full-time job, have their own house to take care of, and are trying to do the same for you, and perhaps they have grandchildren or children to throw in that mix, it can be more than a full workload.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, shouldn't they have some time to enjoy their life, too?
Yeah, that's a good point. Life is about enjoying. So what else do you hear? Some good questions that come up.
Well, in regards to socialization, I sometimes hear people say, well, I don't need to see people. My kids and my grandkids visit. But are they really visiting, or are they working during that visit? And don't you want to talk with some people near your own age? You can reminisce. You can see how others are handling aging. Building and maintaining relationships with our peers is an important aspect of our life, no matter what age we are. And even if you need assisted living, there are so many opportunities to socialize. That's whether it's an exercise group or an exercise class with a group or visiting the exercise room by yourself, playing trivia with friends or reading a book on the patio. All those activities are good not only for our bodies but also our minds. And isn't it fun to try something new once in a while? Recently, we had a painting class in our assisted living program, and there was a lady who said, I never painted a picture before. I don't know how to do it. But with just a little bit of instruction, her picture was beautiful.
Mm.
You never know. You might find a hidden talent there.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather do a wine and cheese tasting event at home by yourself? Probably not. That wouldn't be a whole lot of fun. It's certainly not as much fun as the events that we do on our campus for residents in independent living or assisted living.
You know, some really good points there, Barb, and, you know, about living in a senior living community, just being around people your own age and telling those tales of your life and sharing all those interests. And really, that's what about, you know, what people do if, you know, sharing interest. And if somebody has more questions, how do we get in touch with you?
Well, we'd be glad to talk with you. You can give us a call. Our phone number is 920-684-7171. Or you can check out our website, FeliciaNVillage.org, and let us know. We'll be glad to do an in-person tour for you.
All right, Barb, thank you. Let's talk again soon.
Okay, thanks, Jim.
You've been listening to It Takes a Village, brought to you by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Join us again next Thursday at this time, or for more information, go to FeliciaNVillage.org to learn more.